And probably there is no greater celebration in Chicago right now than at the Guinness Open Gate Brewery. Ryan Wagner is the brewery ambassador at Guinness. You know, Ryan, I understand this is very, very famous, what I'm about to say. In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink ours here. That's a Guinness toast, apparently. Have you heard that before?
I've heard versions of that before, Steve, for sure. When you work for Guinness, you hear just about every toast under the sun. But the chance to work for a brand like Guinness, a brand that so many people have such a connection to, whether it's familial or, you know, through friendships, through connections across oceans and country boundaries, there's a little bit of everybody, I think, in some of those toasts. And it's an honor to be a part of that heritage.
Oh, man. I had the honor of visiting this place that goes on forever. It's huge. And I learned so much. And the thing is, and you'll set the scene for us in a moment as to, I can't believe how quiet. You must have found a closet and closed the door behind you, because I don't hear the Irish music. I don't hear people screaming, yeah, let's have another, which must be going on there right now. But you don't have to go there on St. Patrick's Day, which today is. But tell me what the scene is like, and where are you that it's so quiet?
Well, I stepped away about halfway down the block to get away from the tumult.
That's why.
Yesterday was a huge day for us at the brewery. We know that the big day for Chicagoans when it comes to St. Patrick's Day is the day that river turns green. So we were honored to be a part of those festivities. Today, it seems like a much more subdued celebration, shall we say. But that's a great one for us because it allows us to really lean into the stories and lean into the beers that our brewers have crafted so expertly. It's an amazing building, and it's made even more so by the talented team, both brewers, bartenders, servers, all the people that really breathe life into that building, make it what it is. This time of year, more than any other, it's exciting to see people experience that.
So here's what I learned. I just thought Guinness was Guinness, and there's one Guinness beer, and that is it. And it turns out I'm totally wrong, and what's more, lots of them are brewed right there where you are.
No doubt about it. Yeah, you know, we spend a lot of time here at the Open Gate Brewery in Chicago reminding people, or in some circumstances convincing them, that Guinness is a brewery, not a beer. We've started that quest back at our brewery in Baltimore, the first Open Gate Brewery on American soil. We continue it here in Chicago. But really, this is a story that's more than 265 years old. Guinness was founded by Arthur Guinness in Dublin back in 1759. And even back in those days, the primary style of the day was pale ale, believe it or not. I think if you mentioned that to most Guinness fans, they would think it was sacrilegious almost. But these days, we continue that idea that Arthur created all those years ago by focusing on creativity, innovation, giving people what they expect, certainly, highlighting some of those more historic styles, while also giving them something new and different and exciting. And our brewers are absolute masters of their craft. It's exciting to see what they come up with every day.
Tell me about some of the beers that are brewed right there at Guinness Open Gate Brewery Chicago.
Yeah, I think there are a couple to highlight. Two that have been on the taps for us since we opened back in September, a pale ale, an American pale ale, really the foundational style in American beer. It's called Kinsey Street Pale, named for our address here at 901 West Kinsey. We've also done a Corn Maze Cream Ale, which is an American style that is quite historic. Corn is very much a North American ingredient when it comes to beer, and we're excited to highlight all Illinois-grown corn in that beer. And then three for St. Patrick's Day, Clover Honey Ale, which has been the most popular the last few days, an Irish Breakfast Tea Amber, an American Amber Ale with breakfast tea infused into it, and then a beer we're calling Porrig Stout, named for obviously the Irish spelling and pronunciation of Patrick, which is a stout brewed with coffee, vanilla, and a little bit of chocolate as well. So we're meant to mimic an Irish coffee with that one.
And you have other cocktails as well, but many of those other cocktails are made with one of your Guinness beers. I mean, I told you I might have a problem now and may need to visit the Betty Ford Center for something called Summer in Chicago, which I particularly like.
Yeah, we wanted to highlight beers in a way that people wouldn't expect, and that's using cocktail mixers from our friends at Poor Souls, which is a non-alcoholic cocktail mixer company in Wicker Park here in Chicago. We're not serving spirits, and we don't serve wine, so we wanted to make sure our tap list was as accessible as possible. And that includes people that may not necessarily enjoy beer. There are a few beers, and certainly those beer cocktails fall into that category, that are as less like beer as anything you might expect. But that's all about creating an experience that's accessible for everyone, not just beer consumers, and certainly not just Guinness Draft Stout consumers.
Right, and not everyone loves beer, but a lot of people, most people like bread, and you actually have bread that is infused with beer. So before people purchase a loaf of bread, you have to card them? How does that work? Oh, no, he went away. Oh, no, he disappeared. I feel terrible about that. Maybe Guinness Beer got into the telephone. I don't exactly know what happened, but I have in my hands some other well-known... Oh, there he's back? He's back. Okay. Let's put him on. There he is. We lost you, but you're back.
I am. I think everybody down here at the brewery is taking all the cell signals, Steve. My apologies.
That's okay. I understand. I was asking you about the beer, the bread, rather, that's actually infused with beer, which is exciting.
I think when a lot of people think of Guinness, certainly we think of Irish cuisine, and brown bread is right at the top of that list. Our brown bread is something that we've brought with us from Ireland, from places like St. James's Gate, our historic brewery in Dublin. And when we started making it in Maryland at our Baltimore brewery, it quickly became a staple of our menu, but even more so during those initial stages of COVID a few years ago. We wanted to hang on to as many of our staff as possible, didn't want to furlough folks if we didn't need to. And some of those staff were our very talented culinary team. They went to work, not necessarily making bread or making food for customers on site, of course, but we worked with our partners at the Maryland Food Bank and ended up donating about 50,000 loaves of that brown bread to the Maryland Food Bank. Food insecurity is a problem under the best of circumstances, but certainly during COVID, those issues were heightened. And it's the tradition we've kept with our brewery here in Chicago. Working with the Greater Chicago Food Depository, a longstanding partner of Guinness, we're donating 10,000 loaves of that very same bread each year, which is something we're very proud of and something we feel passionately about.
And I know you are very sustainable in everything you do as well, which is impressive.
Sustainability, we have an initiative that we believe strongly in. It's called Society 2030, looking to build a more sustainable future, not just today, but looking down the calendar into the years to come. One thing that I am incredibly proud of, and it is a credit to so many of our partners that worked on this brewery, whether that's Kloon Construction, Studio K, our architects, Whitney Architects, just an unbelievable team of experts and artists and people that feel as passionately as we do. We were awarded Platinum LEED certification, which for those that don't know is the highest level of certification you can achieve in leadership in energy and environmental design. It's a very difficult thing to attain, and our building, which was constructed in 1907, now has Platinum LEED certification, which is an incredible testament to the work that our teams did.
Yeah, the mayor, in fact, if he knew about that, would be very proud of that, I'm sure. So I've got a bunch of text questions here. We only have a minute left, Ryan, so let me try to get through some. They do not brew Guinness there, says the texter. No one says that. Guinness doesn't travel well, only good in Ireland, properly poured. Can you comment on that?
Oh, it's going to take longer than a minute, but I'll try to condense it down.
You got
it. So Guinness Draft Stout is the beer that the texter is referring to. We're very passionate about it as well. What I would say is it certainly tastes as unique as it gets in Ireland, but most of that is psychosomatic because you're traveling to the home of Guinness, so you expect it to taste better, and it's such a part of the cultural fabric of society over there that it's going to taste a little bit different. What I can tell you is Guinness Draft Stout comes down to quality, comes down to storytelling, and comes down to the passion of the people serving it. We have all of those things in spades at the brewery here in Chicago, and I would urge your texter to come have a pint of Guinness Draft Stout with us and let us know what he thinks.
All right. Someone else wants to know what your favorite beer is. Very fast.
I will quote our brewmaster, Peter Weens, and say my favorite beer is the next one.
I love that. All right, the most important question, where are you?
I am at the Guinness Open Gate Brewery, Chicago. We are celebrating St. Patrick's Day for the rest of today. You can hurry up and get down here. We have another ticketed session starting in about a half hour at 2 p.m. Tickets available at GuinnessBreweryChicago.com. We've also got a street festival happening right outside our doors on Peoria between Kinsey and Hubbard. That's wrapping up at 7 p.m. tonight. No tickets required. Come down, have a pint, have some food, and really celebrate this amazing holiday with us at Guinness.
All right, the Guinness Open Gate Brewery Chicago on Peoria at Kinsey, right near Hubbard, right between all there. It's kind of like west of the West Loop. Have I got that right? West of the West Loop? Is that a good way to describe it?
I think you could say anywhere West Loop, Fulton Market. Come on down and see us. We're the really big building that says Guinness all over it.
It does. Ryan Wagner, happy St. Patrick's Day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.